When it's fall, and you're lucky enough to find yourself in Brown County, Indiana, you can see why artists have been coming here for over a century and staying.
There was a flavor in the air, the quality. I mean, this is what all the artists said, the mist, the quality of the atmosphere that was so exciting to try to paint. And there's a feeling here. And people who come to visit, they sense that feeling. You know, it's a rolling topography. There are hills, there are views, but there's this misty air and lots of trees. And there's just something very, very special. I always called it kind of womb-like about Brown County.
Stained glass artist Ann Ryan Miller has been working in what's known as the Art Colony of the Midwest for 25 years. The artists who put Indiana on the map as an important center of American painting in the 1890s discovered Brown County the following decade, when a railroad station was built in Helmsburg. Artists came to paint in what they fondly called Peaceful Valley during the summer and early fall, and soon started settling here year-round. The Hoosier School's leading painter, T.C. Steele, built his hilltop residence, the House of the Singing Winds, here in 1907, and the area began attracting a second generation of impressionistic painters, including Adolf Schultz, Marie Goth, and Dale Bessier, who arrived in an unusual way.
Dale Bessier walked down. He heard about Brown County, and he walked from Indianapolis.
Ann Ryan Miller has a special connection with the energetic landscape painter who settled in Brown County in 1914.
You happen to work in a spot that has a lot of historic significance.
Yes, it does, yeah. This was my husband's grandparents' house and studio, and was once a large apple orchard, and his grandfather was Dale Bessier, so he was one of the original Art Colony artists. And it was the cow barn originally. And then he made it into a studio. And when we moved here in 82, you know, nobody had done anything to the house. He had been gone for a number of years and had had a stroke before that. So it was in needy shape. And we haven't done the architectural thing to it. The look of it looks exactly the way it was to begin with, pretty much.
So this is the original barn.
The original barn. That was the loft. And when you see outside, you'll see we put the siding up. There's a door. And that must have been where they brought the hay into. This was the cow barn. They had a cow for a few years, thinking they would, you know, have their own milk and all this stuff. It was a big hassle. They couldn't keep her contained. And she's always going into town. And the police would call, come get your cow.
Did Dale work in the studio until the time he died?
Yep. I'm trying to remember how this looked. This window, this north window, is the original window. And they like to paint by the north light. And there was just a little, I called it like a periscope. It was a place where he brought the light in, and he'd put his slide in there, and there's like a magnifying lens so he could paint, you know, he'd paint on site and then he could finish it up, you know, from his slides or in the winter from slides or whatever.
Is there a feeling that you get from working here in this studio that has all of this history that inspires your work?
I think for me, yes. I'm in a beautiful setting. I love the history. I love the oldness. I always have loved like old buildings, and I feel really good when I'm down here. I love being in my studio. I love my studio. I got the antlers from out in the woods and skulls and turtle shells. And I mean, my influence is nature, but my under influence, I think is Japanese art, which has nothing to do with Brown County. But being embedded in a natural community, I think, inspires that. And if it doesn't inspire thematically, it certainly inspires your soul. You know, that, you know, there's a sense that, oh, I'm home. I don't have to run and go somewhere else because there's everything I really need is right here.
Ann Ryan Miller is one of the many artists and craftspeople working and living in Brown County who have come together to promote it once again as the Art Colony of the Midwest. Next time, we'll continue the conversation with artist and gallery owner Dixie Ferrer, who has helped bring the Brown County art scene back up to a level of professional viability that forces comparisons with Saugatuck and Santa Fe. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.